Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a pad in Ableton Live 12 and turning it into something much bigger than a background chord. In jungle and old school drum and bass, a pad is atmosphere, movement, and transition glue. It's the thing that makes a loop feel like a whole record, especially when you shape it with DJ-friendly phrasing. So the goal here is not just to make the pad sound nice. The goal is to make it feel like it belongs in a vinyl era arrangement. Long intro, clear 16-bar and 32-bar sections, a breakdown that opens up, then a return that hits harder because the pad pulls back. First, choose the right pad source. For this style, you want something nostalgic, dark, and a little unstable. An analog-style synth pad works well. So does a sampled string pad, a noisy FM pad, or even a vinyl-style atmospheric sample. If you're writing the notes yourself, keep the harmony simple and moody. Minor sevenths, suspended chords, minor ninths, and two note clusters are perfect. A good place to start in D minor might be something like D minor 7, B flat major 7, C suspended 2, then back to D minor 7. That gives you movement without sounding too polished or too emotional too early. At jungle tempos, around 170 to 174 BPM, don't rush the changes. Sometimes holding a chord for two bars feels deeper than changing every bar. You want space for the drums and bass to breathe. Now, if you're using an audio pad sample, this is where Ableton's warping comes in. Turn warp on, then choose the right warp mode. Complex Pro is great for full, rich stereo pads. Complex works well for general material. Texture is cool if you want that grainy, smeared ambient feel. Match the clip to your project tempo, and only adjust warp markers if the sample drifts. The important thing here is not stretching for length alone. You're stretching for vibe and phrasing. If it's a MIDI pad, keep the notes long and slightly overlapped so the chords glide into each other. That smooth legato feel works really well in atmospheric DNB. And if the groove feels flat, remember this. Before adding more notes, try changing the pad envelope. A slightly slower attack or a shorter release can completely change the energy. Now let's build the arrangement like a DJ record, not like a loop. For the intro, think 1 to 32 bars. Start with the filtered pad only. Maybe add some noise or a vinyl texture. Then, as the intro develops, bring in top percussion or a ghost break. Open the filter a little. Increase the width slightly. By the time you reach the last part of the intro, tease the drums or a hint of bass, but keep the pad dominant enough to set the mood. Then, when the main groove arrives, the pad should step back. The full drums come in, the bass line enters, and the pad becomes more of a support layer. You might lower the volume a few dB, tighten the filter, or make it a little narrower so it doesn't fight the break. In jungle, pads are often strongest when they are felt more than heard. In the breakdown, let the pad open up again. Remove the kick and bass. Increase the reverb, maybe lengthen the delay tail, and let the harmony breathe. This is where the pad becomes emotional and cinematic. Then, for the drop return, pull it back again. High past the low end, narrow the width a bit, and let the drums and bass hit with more force because the atmosphere has been reduced. Here's a very practical Ableton stock device chain to get there. Start with EQ8. This is where you clean up the low end. Pads can clog the mix fast, especially in the low mids. High pass somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz depending on the sound. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If it's too glossy or harsh, tame some of that 2 to 5k Hz area. A lot of the time, I'll push the high pass a bit harder than I would in other genres, because in jungle the kick, sub, and bass need that space. Next is auto filter. This is one of the best tools for making the pad feel like it belongs in a proper arrangement. Use a low pass filter, automate the cutoff over 8, 16, or 32 bars and create that sense of movement. Start the intro muffled. Open it up before the drop. Then close it back down in the main groove for contrast. That opening and closing motion is a huge part of what makes the arrangement feel DJ friendly. After that, use chorus ensemble or utility. Chorus ensemble can add subtle width and movement. Utility is great for controlling width and checking mono. Keep the pad wide in the intro and breakdown, but don't let it get so wide that the groove loses focus. If the pad gets too huge, it can smear the rhythm and weaken the impact of the drums. Then add saturator. This is where you give the pad some grit and density. A little drive goes a long way. 2 to 5 dB is often enough. Turn soft clip on if needed. This helps the pad feel less pristine and more ravey, which is exactly what we want. In old school jungle, a touch of roughness is a feature, not a flaw. For more texture, try redux or erosion. Redux can roughen the top end with subtle bit reduction or sample rate reduction. Erosion adds unstable high-frequency noise and dust. Keep both of these light. You're not trying to destroy the pad. You're trying to make it feel like it came from a sampler, a tape machine, or a slightly worn-out record. Then comes reverb. Use it carefully. Pads need space, but too much reverb can wash out the breakbeats. A decay around 2.5 to 6 seconds is a good place to start. Use a pre-delay so the pad doesn't blur the attack too much. Cut the low end inside the reverb, and keep the wet amount tasteful. In breakdowns, automate it longer and wetter. In drops, pull it back so the groove stays punchy. And finally, add delay or echo. A sync delay at an 8-note dotted value where a quarter note can fill the gaps between break hits without needing extra notes. Keep feedback low and filter the repeats so they don't clutter the mix. A subtle delay can make the pad feel alive, especially when the arrangement gets sparse. Now let's talk automation, because this is where the pad becomes a real arrangement tool. Automate filter cutoff, reverb wet level, delay feedback, volume, width, and maybe even saturation drive. A simple plan might be this. Bars 1 to 8, the filter is closed and the pad sits back. Bars 9 to 16, it opens slightly. Bars 17 to 24, width increases and the pad blooms. Bars 25 to 32, the delay tail gets a little longer or the saturation gets a touch stronger. Then at the drop, you pull it back again. That back and forth is what gives the tune its vinyl era shape. Here's a teacher tip. Don't always automate everything upward. Sometimes the strongest move is taking energy away right before the section lands. That contrast creates impact. If you cut the reverb, narrow the width, or shorten the pad tail in the last bar before a drop, the return will feel much bigger. Also, check the pad in three contexts: solo, with drums only, and with the full bass. A pad that sounds massive by itself may be completely wrong once the whole track is playing. In jungle and old school DNB, the pad is often a mix management tool as much as a musical part. It needs to help define where the energy sits in the spectrum. If your drums already have a lot of swing and ghost hits, keep the pad rhythmically simpler. Let the break do the dancing. The pad should define the mood, not compete with the groove. And if the tune needs more motion, change the pad's envelope before adding more layers. Often a slight envelope tweak gives you more movement than stacking another synth. You can also use sidechain compression if you want the pad to breathe with the kick. Keep it gentle, a ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. A moderate attack, and a fairly quick release is enough. The idea is not to make it pump like modern EDM. The idea is to let it duck slightly so the drums stay clear. For even more old-school character, consider resampling. Freeze the track, flatten it, or resample it into audio. Once it's audio, you can treat it more like an old sampler would. You can reverse pieces, chop the reverb tail, or create little atmospheric fills between sections. This is a great way to make the pad feel like it belongs to a real record rather than a clean plug-in loop. A very effective transition trick is to duplicate the pad. High-pass the duplicate, drown it in long reverb, and then reverse it or freeze and flatten it into a swelling lead-in. Place that before the drop and you get that classic pull into the next section. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, too much low end. Pads stealing space from the kick and bass is one of the fastest ways to muddy the DNB mix. Second, reverb that is too long. Beautiful on its own, but disastrous when the break comes in. Third, chord progressions that are too bright or too housey. Jungle usually wants darker harmony, suspended shapes, and less obvious emotional movement. Fourth, no arrangement movement at all. At 170 BPM, a static pad gets boring fast. Fifth, pads that are too wide during the drop. And finally, too many layers. One strong pad and maybe one texture layer is often enough. Here's a quick practice exercise you can try right now. Set the project to 170 BPM. Write a 4-bar minor chord loop. Duplicate it across 32 bars. Build a chain with EQ8, auto filter, saturator, reverb, and echo. Then automate the filter so it starts closed, opens gradually, and is almost fully open by the end of the intro. Make the reverb wetter at the beginning and drier as the intro moves forward. Add a simple breakbeat at bar 9, and by bar 25, tease the bass with a filtered sub or a low hint of the full groove. When you bounce it out and listen back, ask yourself one question: does this feel mix-friendly? If you want a bonus challenge, make two versions. One dark and oppressive, one warm and nostalgic. Same chord loop, same tempo, different character. That's a great way to hear how much the pad actually defines the identity of the track. So the big takeaway is this: in jungle and old school drum and bass, a pad is not just a sustained chord. It's structure. It's tension. Its movement between sections. Start with a simple minor progression. Stretch it so it breathes. Clean the low end. Automate the filter and space. Keep the arrangement in clear 8, 16, and 32 bar phrases, and add a little grit with saturation, reduction, or erosion. If you do that, the pad will make your tune feel deeper, darker, more atmospheric, and much more ready for the dance floor. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover version, or make a second lesson focused specifically on pad layering tricks for jungle.